I will call the meeting of the Water Board to order. Hopefully that's better, and you can hear me back there now. I am Rodney Freeman from Huron. I'm a member of the Water Management Board, and I have been chosen to be the hearing officer for the purposes of this proceeding. I'd like to, first of all, welcome and thank Representative Mary Duvall. She is in attendance here today. She is a member of the Legislative Oversight Committee. So thank you for being here, Representative Duvall. I'll introduce the Water Board members. Although we have name tags, I realize people are spread out, and I suspect there will be a great many more people here later today or certainly by tomorrow. We have Jim Hutmaker, Tim Bjork, Everett Hort, Peggy Dixon, and Leo Hofbau. One of our board members is unable to attend this hearing this week and the following week at the end of the month. The board's attorney is Jeff Hallam, and he is with the Attorney General's office. We also have a court reporter who is present and will be taking a verbatim record of what is said and testified to. And while I'm on the court reporter, I know a lot of you have participated in this type of proceeding before, but she can only take one person's testimony at a time. If two people start talking at the same time, both she and I, if I'm fast enough, will remind people that she cannot take two testimonies or two people talking at the same time. We understand that as this proceeding goes along, we'll all slip a bit, including the board members, but we will try and remind everyone to help our reporter out if you can. One other little preliminary matter for everybody here. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding, and the board, I can speak for everyone, are usually very friendly, and we know a lot of people out here. But because of the seriousness of this matter, we are going to be very standoffish. We don't want to give the appearance of impartiality, and even a simple conversation on, for example, what did you have for dinner last night with one of the parties or one of their attorneys could be misinterpreted. So other than probably a good morning and a good afternoon and that sort of thing, the board will not be very friendly or talking or having conversations with any of the parties, including the state, any of the interveners. So please forgive us if we appear to be a little snobbish. We are generally not that way, I can assure you. What I would like to do first is take the roll and begin with the A parties, the full participants, and see which parties are here. I understand that there have only been about seven B parties who have signed up at this point, and I believe there have been an awful lot of phone calls to peer expressing concern about not being able to get here, especially those people who reside in the Black Hills. We want to be very fair to everyone, so once we take the roll of the A parties, perhaps we should have a conversation as to how we proceed. Specifically, do we get started right now? Do we wait until this afternoon? Or do we continue until tomorrow morning? We think we've got two full weeks. Obviously, as a board, we'd like to get cracking on this, but we do want to be fair to all of the parties. So I've got a list of A party participants. As I read your name, if you would indicate whether or not you're here, and I will then check that off. These are listed in alphabetical order, so we're not showing any preference. And if I mispronounce a name, please bear with me. Number one is Jillian Anawati.
She's stuck in North Dakota.
Okay. Angela Baldwin. Mark Boddicker. Cindy Brunson. Rick Drager.
He's injured. He fell on his shoulder and he's in the emergency room.
Bruce Ellison.
I'm here. Green Mountain Alliance.
Brenda Gamash.
Brenda's stuck in Hot Springs.
Cindy Gillis. Gary Heckenlibel.
Stuck at home.
Susan Henderson.
I thought her out of college.
She's here.
Mike Hickey.
I represent Wildfire Sanctuary. I'm not appearing in an individual capacity.
William Ng.
Stuck in Pine Ridge.
Lilius Jarding.
I'm here.
Andy Johnson. Marvin Kammerer. Gwen Canashiro. Sabrina King. Frank Klochek. Rodney Knudsen. Rebecca Leas.
Here.
Rebecca Lord. Dahl McLean. Gina Parkhurst.
Here.
Cheryl Rowe.
Stuck in the barn for 4 days.
Roger Rowe.
Same thing.
Rick Somerville.
I'm here.
And Douglas Upton.
The DENR is present. I am here. Susan Henderson.
Okay, thank you. And the applicant is present?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
And DENR, I believe, identified themselves as here. Well, we are not all-knowing sitting up here, so I will perhaps hear from the applicant and DENR and then any other A parties as what the collective wisdom is that we do. It appears to me that an awful lot of the A parties are not here. Clearly, an awful lot of the B parties are not here. And again, we want to be fair. We want to give everybody their say.
I guess, Mr. Chairman, Max Main from Power Tech, and seated with me is Dwight Gubrud, co-counsel, and then John Mays, Vice President of Engineering for Power Tech. Power Tech is here, ready to proceed. Our witnesses are here from Denver and Sheridan. I understand that this is a dilemma for the board. The A people and the B people who can't be here want to be heard. entitled to be heard. There may be a way that we could have a short delay till this afternoon or maybe tomorrow morning, or we could start with if there are interveners here who want to give sworn statements. I think they were allotted maybe up to 15 minutes. That may be a way to use some time and proceed. But PowerTech is ready to proceed.
Thank you. Mr. Hallam and I have chatted about this dilemma because we suspected when we first got here this morning that we might have this difficulty. The problem with proceeding with the bees who are here is that they will be, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they will be subjected to cross-examination by the A parties. And if the A parties cannot legitimately get here, then they don't have the opportunity to cross-examine, is the biggest dilemma I see there.
Forgive me for not standing up, but I can't get the mic off. Roxanne Yee, Deputy Attorney General. I represent the Department of Environment and Natural Resources Groundwater Quality Program. I'm responding on behalf of DENR generally in this case. DENR would support continuing this matter till tomorrow morning. I counted about 18 A parties who are not present. We are very concerned that we ensure that the due process rights of everyone are effectuated in this proceeding, and I am quite frankly concerned about the record that you would have if we proceeded today, particularly with so few B interveners. If we started with PowerTech's case and PowerTech's witnesses went on, there would be a number of A interveners who would not have the opportunity to cross-examine the PowerTech witnesses, which I have to presume in this proceeding is going to be a large part of their cases. So we would suggest that at least a delay until tomorrow would be advisable, and recognizing the fact that we're all here because the interstate opened at 3 yesterday, but still Pennington County Courthouse is closed, the federal courthouse is closed, and I understand that there's still power missing to a lot of people, and I suspect Mr. Ellison and Mr. Hickey can talk about that. It has created difficulties, and so we would support continuing this matter until tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Thank you. As others wish to address us, if you would please stand and identify yourself so the court reporter can get your name. Yes.
Bruce Ellison on behalf of the Clean Water Alliance. We just finished 3 days of digging out of our canyon late yesterday. We have no running water. We have no electricity. We have no power. We have no phones. It's a complete disaster area where we live. I cannot get to my office. All of my notes that I was able to work and prepare up to Thursday are in my PC. I can't get to my office with my PC to print out stuff, so I don't know when. And I have I have not been able to work at all to prepare for these hearings since Thursday because of the storm. I'm also completely physically and mentally exhausted as a result of 3 days of trying to survive out there and get our way out. We have a lot of people who aren't here. In our canyon, we don't know if we're going to have power at the end of the week. What I would like to, because we have a lot of down power lines, phone lines, and whatnot, I would like to request that we start our first week when we're scheduled to start our second week. I realize a lot of people have come here, but a lot of people can't make it. And these proceedings are not going to be what they could be if everybody had time, a chance to properly prepare, to get here, to be rested, to be clean, to be fed. As this week goes on, it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better, at least in terms of those of us who have any power or water or whatever. So I would respectfully request that we put this off for until the second week. All we have to do is schedule another week and then just go and do it. And I realize that a lot of you folks have had great inconvenience coming along the way. It took almost an hour to get here from where I live, and that's me working my way through the the streets that were open. And I don't know exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to figure out a shower, do all kinds of things. But my main concern is I can't even get to my notes. I can't work on my notes because they're in my PC. So we can, certainly we can't start today. I would suggest tomorrow would be really iffy. And I've heard reports of dead cattle up and down, so the ranch community is not going to be here for a while. Some of the most, the people who are have from the latest state and in this area can't be here. And we don't know when they're going to be here. We could try and reconvene tomorrow and see what happens and see how many people make it, but we may well be in the same situation. That's why I'm suggesting we just put this off until the last week in October. We have it and just and then go forward.
Mike Hickey, I represent Wild Horse Sanctuary. I live in Rapid City, a block off Jackson Boulevard, and we haven't had power since Friday. And we don't live in a remote area by any way, shape, or form. They have no phone. And I tried to talk to Mr. White yesterday, and I think he is in a similar situation. So I think that we should continue this, at least until tomorrow, to see where we're at. My client isn't here, and I recognize that y'all came out the wrong way. But I do think it's important that people be allowed to participate in this proceeding. So I would ask that it be continued. At least until tomorrow, and let's take a look at it.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Everett Hoyt. And I'd like to state for the record that Mr. Hickey and I did have a conversation yesterday to explore whether this hearing might be delayed. And that was the extent of our conversation. He called me because, as many of you know, I'm the pre-hearing officer. So I surrendered the hearing this morning to Mr. Freeman, who has much greater experience than I in these matters. However, Mr. Hickey, if I'm raising the issue, and I too am without power, and in fact water even in our subdivision, so I went over at 6 this morning to our daughters, thankfully, Mr. Ellison, and was able to take the first shower in several days. And I've done more snow shoveling the past few days than in the last 10 years, I'm sure. But the extent of Mr. Hickey's conversation and mine was simply, is it advisable to recess this hearing, to postpone this hearing? And my conclusion yesterday was, and I communicated with Board Counsel Mr. Hallam, our conclusion yesterday was it was impossible to notify the A parties, and then with 200 B parties, how would we possibly notify all of the parties of a postponement? And so the conclusion yesterday was to proceed this morning at 8:30 as scheduled, and have this very conversation that we're having to see what the most appropriate course of action was. So that was the extent of the conversation between Mr. Hickey and myself. It had nothing to do with the merits of this case. It was simply a procedural matter. How are we going to proceed under these circumstances?
Yeah, and I would confirm for the record that's exactly correct. It's all about the logistics of this hearing and whether we should try to postpone.
And you were very, very courteous, and
I thank you for
listening
to my call.
Yeah. Does anyone else? Yes, sir.
Director Gray, I have to agree with Mr. Ellison. I read in the paper online that this was the most horrific storm in October in the history of the state. I know that Pine Ridge is completely washed out, and there are many, many people there who are extremely interested in these proceedings. To start today, as you say, would eliminate eight parties from cross-examining or asking questions from the few bees. There are 200 bees. I know of many who are working or trying to work. The trains are still running. Other people not only can't get to work, but they can't get out of their homes. So to start this, in any way other than complete attendance or maximum attendance of A's and B's, I think is unfair. We won't get to the truth of the matter, and I think that we should delay it until the second week and have the second week of these hearings as the first week. Thank you.
Hi, this is Virginia Hines and I'm a B. I totally agree with Mr. Ellison and Mr. Hickey. It's an extreme hardship for a lot of people, and I think it's a very good indication of what Mother Nature and her power can do. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to address this particular issue? Yes.
Good morning. My name is Dennis Ellisbender.
You're going to have to come up here so I can't hear you, sir. I'm sorry.
I agree with the other in the room about I just came from Pine Ridge and we're still in a state of emergency down there. I have to dig our way out to get up here to be here this morning. So I agree with the others that it would probably be prudent to allow the other tribal members that are bees to try to get out and come up here. And I just wanted to agree with Mr. Ellison and the others and let you know that we are still in a state of emergency on the reservation and we're still digging out. And a lot of the tribal members are without power and water also. So just wanted to mention that.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Blue Jeans Furry.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm Susan Henderson. I'm an A intervener. I just had a report from my hired man that there are thousands of dead cattle in the communities around Fall River, Custer, and Pennington County. And as you know, I'm a rancher. I think my cattle are safe at the moment, but we don't really know. And we're in the process of trying to figure that out. I would urge you to give this a week so we can get straightened around and we can appear at this. The fate of the water for the ranch community is absolutely a huge concern to many, many, many of us. And while I spent the storm in Edgemont for a variety of reasons and was able to get up here this morning, I am well aware of what's happening because it's happening on my ranch. And I would urge you to give us a little time. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Ted Buford. I definitely concur with what the gentleman was saying earlier about communications. If I can't communicate with somebody that it has been this postponed, and I'm sitting in a place where I have no communication whatsoever, and I'm in an emergency state myself, and I can only assume that there has been a postponement. Therefore, no communication necessary to me. If I can't talk to nobody, then I'm going to have to assume that since I can't be there and I'm an A or a B intervener, that the board would postpone that. Now, that postponement does not benefit either party in any way. I can't see how the opposers could possibly, or the interveners could possibly have any kind of planning going on when they can't communicate with each other. So the benefit there doesn't benefit anybody. It only benefits the overall occurrence of what's going on here. In other words, you guys benefit by allowing as much participation as possible. It's probably not going to happen for the next 3 or 4 days. Everybody I talk to down in Pine Ridge, they're just snowed in. They can't even get out of their own driveways. The plows down there are only working priority people first, and that's people with medical problems right now. So if you don't have a medical problem, your driveway's not getting plowed. You're digging it out. And the length of a main road to where most people live out there is quite a distance. I don't know if you're not going to realize it, but it is. I don't see anything really getting done here this week at all. I don't think that anything's going to happen other than people trying to get out of their houses and getting somewhere where they can get food, basic supplies for the family. Anyway, that's what we see. We spent all day yesterday just clearing tree branches. Now, we live in Hot Springs, so we have communication. We have power, so we're okay. But you get just out of town, and that's not the case. Most people that live just a short distance out of town don't have that right. So anyway, I'm in benefit to go ahead and postpone it. We start your full two-week session starting next week. So I think that'd be a grand idea. Nobody's going to be hurt by that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
You know, as a point of order, we could notify people rather easily by going on radio if we wanted to get the word out about this. We can't do anything.
No power.
We have no power.
Yes.
Well, I know. I have no cell phone service.
Only one person can talk at a time, and if you want to be on the record, you have to identify yourself when you stand up, please. Yes.
I have no cell phone. There is no. That one of the main towers that services southern Fall River County and Custer County has gone down. And they're now, Verizon is now saying it doesn't know when they'll have that back up because it can't get to the tower. And the tower is down by Ardmore. So there is no cell phone service. That's going to cause a lot of lots of problems. But what I would say to you, though, is that ranchers will get to their radios, you know, in their pickups and all that kind of stuff. But we're going to be moving around, and we could get that. And lots of people will get information off the radio if you wanted to do that. KCSR, Shadron would be one station, would be good. KKLS here in Rapid City, Fox station would be good too. You know, there is a way to notify some people and get the word out there too.
Thank you.
Cheryl Rowe. Yeah, I didn't get home last night. I was stuck at a barn since Friday morning, so I didn't get home last night until 6 o'clock. We have no power, lines are down, no telephones, nothing, and it's going to be a while. Probably a week, two, who knows. We're using a generator to keep our refrigerator going. We have no water, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's rough. Thursday is bad. So we have no power. We have no way of getting information. Cell phones don't work where we live.
Well, thank you. Perhaps at this point, I should ask the board members what their thoughts are concerning whether it appears pretty clearly to me that it's a question of whether we try and fire up again tomorrow morning or whether we just pull the plug on the whole week. I realize that does create a hardship for the parties, especially those who have witnesses and expert witnesses. So, and it frankly creates a hardship for some of us on the board as well. I've blocked out an entire week, and just to cancel that creates a bit of a problem. But nevertheless, what are the thoughts of the board?
Well, Mr. Chairman is one of those on the front lines with many of you, though I just have a residence in Southwest Rapid City, well within the city limits. But we, too, as I mentioned earlier, have been without power and without water for the last several days. We have a huge pine tree leaning against our house that's fallen against our roof. It's impossible to get a tree trimmer today or tomorrow. So all of us are kind of in the same boat, but to varying degrees. My problems are insignificant compared to many of those who are, those of you who are out there and those who can't make it. I think that we have, in fact, all marked our calendars to resume this hearing. Is it October 27th or 28th? 28th. And I know many of you have other commitments between the end of this week and the 28th. And so it would be difficult to schedule, I think, in an orderly way and give respect to those of you who have made other plans. We have all planned on that second week. So to me, it makes a great deal of sense to let those who have been so terribly affected by the storm recover over the next week or two, and then resume the hearing, or actually convene the hearing then on that second week, which is on all of our schedules.
Thank you. Any other board member?
Mr. Chairman, I'll agree with Mr. Horn.
Mr. Chairman, I also agree with Mr. Hoyt, and I would also like to go on record that I also had an email conversation with a reporter from the Rapid City Journal, Joe O'Sullivan, during all of this yesterday, and the content of which was whether the meeting was going to proceed or not, just as Mr. Hoyt had with Mr. Hickey. So I want to go on record that I did have that conversation by email.
Well, I better put it on the record, too, because Joe called me at my home in Huron, as it is reported in today's paper. So I don't think, I don't think that's much of a secret. And Joe just wanted to know if we were proceeding, and I said, as far as I knew, we were. I was getting ready to leave Huron. And that was the extent of my conversation as well. Leo, Jim, what are you?
Mr. Chairman, I would agree. I think we're probably going to have to wait until the week of the 28th, and we'll have to figure out when we're going to do the next week after that to fit everyone's schedules.
Should we do that now?
It sounds to me like we just as well.
Pardon?
Can we take the time now to figure out when to do that second week?
Well, it's certainly okay with me. I don't know if all of the parties and their expert witnesses have their calendars with them and are ready to talk about it. What do you think, Leo? I'm assuming.
Yes, I agree with the rest of the board here. I'm from the southeastern corner of South Dakota, and I know Rapid City and this area had a tremendous snowstorm, possibly the worst ever recorded, and we had tornadoes. We had tornadoes in Jefferson and down in that area, east of Vermilion. It went from one extreme to the next. So I'm willing to work through this, and whatever time we have, if it takes 2 weeks, I'll just come back.
Well, based on that and what everybody said, it does make sense. We will, when we adjourn, and maybe we can take care of a few more housekeeping matters before we adjourn, but we will reconvene then on October 28th. I believe that's at the same place. Should we go ahead and try and get the second week?
Mr. Chairman, my groundwater quality's primary witness is scheduled for surgery and will be out the entire month of November. So from our perspective, we would need it to be at least in December at the earliest.
We're getting into snow area.
Well, I know, but there's no way I can do it in November either, and I'm pretty tight in December, quite frankly. I'm, from my standpoint, I'm looking at January. That's not the best time for hearings in South Dakota. I could probably reschedule some things for December if we needed to. Mr. Ellison?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Freeman. Yes, just by way of input, I have a two-week evidentiary hearing scheduled to start January 6th in New Hampshire, but I do expect that that's going to be continued until April. I do have a trial scheduled to start December 3rd in Rapid city in approximately a week that will go. The rest of December I will be available, and therefore I will also be available. I believe I'll be in January because that here was the day.
Thank you. Let's hear from PowerTech. They've got expert witnesses, I would assume. And
yes, Mr. Chairman. The only thought that I had is I wonder if the week of October 21 would work for people.
That's next week.
Week after. Next week would be the 14th, and then the 20th, because we had 2 weeks off between hearings. And I'm just wondering if that would be available for people. Rather than trying to get into the bad weather in December and January, especially if that was bad weather in October. So.
Well, I know I have a commitment the Thursday and Friday, like the 24th and 25th.
We have location problems because that's opening
weekend. Yeah, plus we've got location problems. That's the opening weekend. It's Pheasant Week.
Okay.
And that's 2 weeks in a row.
Mr. Chairman, any consideration for the week of the 9th of December? The week of the 9th of December. That's the second week in December.
No court reporter. Can we get a substitute? I would need to call my office.
Or possibly the following week, if that would be possible.
Well, that's right. You've got the trial.
Yeah, I have trial week four.
Yeah. Well, logistically, there's a lot of checking to be done to see if we can get the reservations here, if we can reserve the room, the court reporter.
But we can get a couple tentative on it just at least move things forward, because otherwise,
Well, are we looking then tentatively at the 9th of December for that week or the 16th of December that week, which puts you real close to Christmas?
I can't be the 16th anymore. I'm 2 days that week.
All right. So Tim is unavailable the week of the 16th. We're talking about the 9th. I know that's a lot of fun to go from a trial to a hearing. With a nice relaxing weekend in between.
Mr. Hickey is supposed to be able to check his calendar, but whatever the board decides, I am just so grateful that we're not going to school.
Week of the 9th.
Let's take a 5 minute recess, truly 5 minutes, so I can call my office. Or does somebody else have a problem with the 9th?
No, I was going to send Jamie to check with the business office what they can take in 5 minutes.
Okay. I hope everyone appreciates my timeliness on the exactly five minute break. It looks like, and I know this creates some problems. Oh, I'm sorry, Carla.
the most indispensable of us all.
I'm sorry. I know December 9th, the week of December 9th, creates a problem for one of the attorneys. However, it is the only date until April that looks like it's going to work. And we have the Civic Center. We checked with them. They have space available for the hearing starting Monday, December 9th. The only problem is we have to close down on Friday at noon because they have to set up for another group coming in that weekend.
That's the Ramcota.
Oh, the Ramcota. Okay, not the Civic Center. So it will be here, which is good. because then we'll have that continuity. So the Department of Environment and Natural Resources will put out a press release that this week's hearing is being postponed because of the storm. And we want, again, I can't stress enough that we want to be fair to everybody who needs and wants to participate in this matter. So we will postpone this week's hearing. We will reconvene here at the Ramkota on Monday, October 28th at 8:30. And again, all of this information will be in the press release. We will have that entire week as we plan to have this week, but that will now be our first week. Then our second week will begin on Monday, December 9th, here at the Ramkota. And, of course, we'll talk about that at the conclusion of the first week's hearing. I believe that pretty well wraps things up, unless anybody has a comment or concern they want to share with us.
Yep. I just have something real short.
Yes, Ms. Best.
The board has already... Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
The board has already received their board packet for the meeting, so that will be the same packet you would get. I mean, you won't get another packet. But I wanted to let others here know that the board packet is on the internet for anyone to look at. I went on the internet myself and looked at it, and as soon as all have electricity or their computers back up, they would be able to do the same. So you'll have the same information that the board does.
Website?
Where, on the internet, where? At the Department of Environment and Natural Resources website, there is a section regarding power tests. There's also a section regarding the South Dakota Water Management Board and its meetings. And the minutes of its meetings and its board packets for its hearings are on that section. So I checked, it's on the board section, and I have also asked for it to be put on the power tech section. So you should have the same thing that the board has.
Thank you.
And I would like to thank everyone for coming this morning. I know it was a lot of difficulty for many of you, and we really appreciate it. But have heart, the power crews from Northwestern Energy, from Huron, their trucks are out here. I saw them in the parking lot. So there is hope. And with that, I will adjourn the meeting until Monday, October 28th. Thank you again.